Well, that's the Undertones and My Perfect Cousin. And joining us on the programme today is Undertone Mickey Bradley. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
I am great, Tom. I'm absolutely great.
Well, the reason we're talking to you is because you've written your book, My Life as an Undertone, Teenage Kicks, which I've thoroughly enjoyed reading.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much.
It's got the same energy as the music, I reckon.
That's an interesting point, actually. It must be my punk upbringing. You know, get it short and fast and get to the point very quick. And I realise whenever it's not as if I don't read the book every night, but occasionally I dip into it and think, God, it does really go fast. You know?
Well, it was a great read. And of course, when you read a book like this, you hear all the music in your head. and I played My Perfect Cousin because, scandalously, that was your only top 10 hit. I mean, that really surprised me when I read that.
And that's interesting that you say that, because I always think that people in Teenage Kicks got to number one. Somebody once said, that was your number one. I said, no, it got to 31, you know. Yes, Perfect Cousin got to number 9. And Damien and I, who wrote that song, we always remind the rest of the band, we are the providers of the only top 10 hit, you know. And don't you forget it, John O'Neill, who wrote all the rest of the songs. But no, it is. But I think, I don't know why it got to number 10. We were on a media blitz at the time. I remember we did, I'm nearly sure we did Runaround with, Mike Reid. Mm-hmm. We did that at the time. That obviously what swung it for us, that and an occasional Top of the Pops appearance.
Now, the Undertones, the star burned brightly and then it sort of all came to an end, and then some of you got back together. And in fact, we did speak to Damien a few years ago on the programme when you were playing in Plymouth. What I want to ask you was, at what point did you think, I'm going to write a book, and how long did it take you to actually sit down and do it?
That's a good point. It's one of those things where people say, oh, you should write a book, but I think they say it to everybody, especially in Ireland. Yeah. Everybody can write a book. But funny enough, it was 10 years ago that I found myself, I had time, actually, I had a health problem, and I was off getting chemotherapy for about 9 months, and I thought, right, I'm going to sit down and write a book. You know, I'm not going to spend all my day watching TV. Yeah. I'm going to do this productively. I wrote about maybe 10,000 words and then stopped. So it's one of those things where it came every so often I would get back to it. But I knew it was all right, because I knew it was always going to be just about that period, you know, from 74 when I started hanging around with my friends who became the Undertones, to 83, whenever Fergal left and we broke up. So I knew I would always go back to it. And then just last year, I thought, right, I'm definitely going to do this. Definitely set myself a deadline, otherwise it'll never get done. So and it's get done.
Well done you for that. And also well done, if I might say, because, I mean, I do love reading autobiographies, but you sometimes sort of wade through the childhood and it doesn't really resonate so much. But this is what it says. It's your life as an Undertone, and that's it, sort of start to finish, really. Well, of course, that does leave the door open for what happens next. Do you think you might do that one day?
I don't know. There wouldn't be as many mentions of Top of the Pops, put it like that.
No,
or
that's true.
In record days, so it could be. I don't know. It's funny, some people have said, you're going to do an album, and I thought, hold on, I've only finished this one, you know, it's going to be long enough.
I don't know.
I'm very happy with the reception it's got. It's got very positive, from anyone who's read it, and also people who not necessarily, fans of the band, because I like to think I didn't get into the minutiae of chart positions and then we did this and then we made that record, because it's more about the crack that we had as a band and the relationships that we had with each other. I think that's kind of really what it's about for me.
Well, when I read it, I almost felt like I was a fly on the wall of the dressing room, you know, because you get the conversations and everything in there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There were some conversations there.
What about the others? What do they think of it? Have you had any feedback from them?
Damien O'Neill, he emailed me. I got a copy sent to him because he helped with one or two of the photographs. And he said he had started it and was enjoying it. I'm slightly worried, Tim, because he hasn't said he's finished it and still enjoyed it. John wrote the songs. John was at the launch. I had a launch in Derry a couple of weeks ago in the library. In Derry, because my sister works in the library and I had to do it there. And John came along and he had bought a book and he was really delighted for me. I haven't heard. It's one of those things where you start imagining that people are reading it and going, oh, I don't like that. But it's like, if I ever got a book, started, and then, oh, I must finish that book. So I like to, I will find out. I'll be talking to Billy and John tonight and Damien. So if they, if it's one of those, if it's studiously ignored, I know not to ask.
Yeah, we're, because you're the you know, the undertone who has written the book. Mm. Would it be fair to say that you were the archivist of the band, Mickey?
Funny enough, no. Damien would have been the man with the diaries. I think I have the best memory, and also I am the best one at telling the story. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sort of bragging or anything, but you just know that they would always push me forward along with Fergal for interviews. John especially, and Damien would say, go on, you do that interview. Go on, you can tell the story. So maybe it's practice at doing interviews, and then I realised that there are good stories there, and I could put them down on paper, you know. I'd love to hear though the perspective from the rest of the band too.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Because I suppose everyone's going to have their own memories, aren't they?
I'd love Fergal to write a book. Yeah. I haven't talked to Fergal probably since then, you know, since 83. I've not had a proper conversation with him. So I'd love to hear his perspective on the whole thing.
Yeah, that would be very interesting, wouldn't it? But as far as you're concerned, you are a member of the reformed Undertones.
Yeah.
As we said, Mickey, you
can... That sounds like a church, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. Reformed Presbyterian Undertones.
Is it... do you find, you know, when you tour now, that you... Yeah. You still get the as much enjoyment from playing those songs?
Yeah, we do. And I think it's because you say tour, but we only really do, you know, maybe a weekend at a time.
Yeah.
And like, we haven't played now since, I don't think we've played since December. But we will be doing shows this year. And I remember playing in Plymouth a couple of years ago, and I thought it was great. I took a walk out by the, you know, Plymouth Hole and so on. I thought it was pretty beautiful out there. Yeah, we do, because it doesn't happen that much. You don't get a chance to get blasé about it and so on, you know. And it is, as you say, like, we did reform, the four of us minus Fergal. The five of us minus Fergal, you know what I mean? The four original. And we got Paul to sing with us. And so we still, it's like meeting up with friends that you haven't seen in months, and possibly, you know, it's never years now, but at the start it was, it's like we hadn't seen each other. We hadn't really sort of communicated with each other much over the number of years. So it wasn't even slightly strange at the start. I find it amazing how quickly we just slotted into our old routines.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about the same, we shared the same jokes and the same memories and so on. So whenever we do get together after a while, it's just like, it's like getting back to school again, you know, after a holiday.
It's for, keep you young, that's for sure, isn't
it? Absolutely.
Well, look, Mickey, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today, and I thoroughly recommend the book. It's Teenage Kicks, My Life as an Undertone, Omnibus Press, written by Michael Mickey Bradley. Mickey, do come and see us if you're in Plymouth anytime soon. And thank you so much for your time today. And the last order of business has to be to play Teenage Kicks.
Yes, absolutely. I concur, Tim. I concur.
Good man. Good to talk to you, Mickey. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Cheers.